Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, David Saving. He's the executive director of Lead a Child CCCS. Good morning, David. Welcome back to His Time.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. This is the day the Lord has made, that's for sure.
And we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Well, how are things going with Lead a Child today?
Fantastic. We are so blessed. And as many of your listeners know us as Children's Christian Concern Society, you know, we've kind of gone through a transformation a little bit, updating ourselves to Lead a Child, which LEAD, the acronym, stands for Lutherans, Educating and Discipling Children Around the World. So,
wonderful. Well, what are some of the things that you all have been working on lately?
Well, the big thing that's happening in a week or so from now, Thursday, October 23rd, is our annual dinner gala event, which the theme for this coming year, 2015, every year we set a theme and a scripture that we kind of focus in on as we share Jesus' love around the world to children around the world. And our theme for our gala event is Let the Children Come. And that's next Thursday at 6 p.m. in Overland Park, Kansas. Our home base is in Topeka, but we are hosting this wonderful dinner gala event, and it's called Let the Children Come is the theme, which comes from Matthew 19, where Jesus says, Let the children come unto to me, for such is the kingdom of God. And that's what we are striving to do and prayerfully trying to do every day is to bring Christ to children around the world in 30 countries. Right now, we have been blessed to help support scholarship directly and indirectly up to 26,000 students in those schools around the world. So we're celebrating that next Thursday, and we would love if, matter of fact, we do have some from St. Louis that are coming, so we'd love for you to join us. We have a wonderful national children's choir that's going to be a part of that, called the Allegro Children's Choir, and our keynote speaker this year is Reverend Nicholas Salafu. He's from Ghana, Africa, and a special guest will be Reverend Amos Boulay from Liberia, and probably many people are asking the question about Ebola, because Ghana, of course, is from West Africa, and of course, Liberia is right in the middle of that major sickness that's happening to so many thousands of people. But Amos and his wife have been here for over 30 days, so he is clean and free. But we look forward to celebrating. So,
outstanding. Very good. Well, a great evening, I'm sure, with the Allegro Student Choir and hearing from Pastor Salafu and getting to meet Reverend Amos Boulay.
Right.
What a neat evening. Now, this is happening at the Marriott Hotel in Overland Park, Kansas, correct?
Very good, yes. On the south side of Kansas City, metropolitan Kansas City area, on the Kansas side at I-435 in Metcalf. And I totally understand about your listeners, mostly in the St. Louis area. We would love to challenge you to join us. This is kind of our annual fundraiser event. And, of course, every penny, every dollar that we receive, we say that approximately 90% of your dollar goes to the children around the world through our ministry. So I'd love to challenge your listeners, even though they may not be able to be with us, but you can support us through our website. It's very simple. All you have to do is go to leadachild.org, and there's a place where you can donate. You can sponsor students. Many Lutherans out there and Christians don't realize that we do have a sponsorship. We call it Lead a Child Partnership, where you can support and be directly connected to an individual student and also an individual teacher of one of those schools. Many people don't realize that the teachers in the schools around the world, we have 270 project sites in those 30 countries. Those teachers make $25 to $100 US a month and most of them under $50 a month. And I don't understand how they can survive, but they do. And your dollars do help support those teachers who are making very little and trying to sustain life. But so you can connect with us by and give a generous donation to leadachild.org.
So. Very good. You can do that online at leadachild.org, or you can also find registration information for the upcoming gala. You can find that on the website as well, looks like,
and
register for the event. So our listeners, you know, we do have St. Louis listeners, but we have listeners all over listening online on KFUO.org. So there might be some folks who are within driving distance, might be able to make it out there for the evening. And so I encourage you to check it out at leadachild.org and find out more about the gala and the great events, the conversations that will be going on that evening.
And, most definitely. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Well, we are blessed by your listeners, and over the years, KFU has been such a great support to Lead a Child CCCS, and we are blessed to know that God has a plan for Lead a Child, and we just keep humbly praying, Lord, use us as your hands and feet around the world to bring Christian education to students who otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity or their chance to go to school. And that's what it's really all about, is giving students a chance to get a Christian education, and an education both to give them a temporal hope, but also eternal hope in Jesus Christ. And that's what we're about. And thanks for partnering with us always, KFUO.
Glad to do it. It's an important mission, and we're grateful for the work that you're doing, that we're doing together. David, have you had a chance to check in with any of the schools that are a part of Lead a Child? Have you had a chance to hear from any of the schools, whether it be the teachers or the students or parents, in the last few weeks?
Oh, most definitely. No. Matter of fact, I was just every day. Matter of fact, right now, our 30 countries are sending in their final reports. We have an accountability system that's set up, but they're sending in their final reports of financial accountability, how they've spent the grant funds that we've given them in terms of supporting students and teachers and curriculum and uniforms, whatever they use for that Christian education site. But also then they're requesting funding for 2015. So we've gotten scads of reports in. But one that I was just reading yesterday was from Uganda, a new country. And the pastor principal of the school there had shared a story of the children that have been coming to their school are Muslim children, and parents want their kids to have an education, but saying that as a result of the students, Muslim students coming to the Lutheran school, they're coming to faith, they're being baptized, confirmed, and they're going home. And of course, this is what we love to hear, going home with the message of Christ, and Muslim families are coming to know Christ through Lutheran schools around the world, especially in Uganda. So that warms the heart to know that Lutheran education is not just for United States, but it's a global education that is bringing Christ to the nations.
Tell us about the teachers in these schools, in the Lead a Child schools.
Sure. You know, it ranges from a variety of different styles and education. I would say the majority of the teachers that teach have at least a high school education. Some of them don't, depending, you know, in remote areas of villages in Africa. Many of the teachers may just be parents because there is no public schools in their village. And so they are trying to bring education just through what they may know. And many of those parents may have a third, sixth grade education, but they want their children to grow. And those are some of the remote schools that we do support. And but from teachers having a university education, however, even with that, those teachers still make very little. And I was just in Haiti over about 3 months ago in June, and traveled to one of our project sites. The school sits on top of a mountain in southern Haiti, and these teachers have to walk up this mountain, because there is you can't make it up the mountain unless you're on a four-wheel drive, and they will walk up to 2 to 3 miles from the village to get to this school. But we just don't realize that. And of course, they're only making $25 a month. And my heart goes out for them, but they are sacrificing their lives for the kids, so that they can get a Christian education. That's how dedicated they are as Lutheran Christians in that particular country and site. But I could go on and tell you many stories. The thing that blesses me every day is to know how dedicated and that how faithful they are to their Lord and Savior, and then follow through with being faithful teachers in spite of the obstacles and the resources that they don't have. But they'll sit there in front of a chalkboard, and that's possibly the only resource that they have. But they will teach their students by rote, using the chalkboard, and of course that's I wouldn't say extreme, but from many of our schools that do have nice facilities. When I say nice, they have brick and mortar and cement floors, but possibly if they're blessed, they will have electricity. But most of our schools don't have electricity or running water or even bathrooms. But they still persevere and are faithful. So,
well, all the more important for them to have the support, and that comes from their brothers and sisters who partner with Lead a Child to do that. So, well, just a quick recap: the gala coming up on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And that's at the Marriott Hotel in Overland Park, Kansas. And we can find out more on leadachild.org, correct?
Yes, sir. And we would love to have as many of your listeners come and join us. All I have to do is get on leadachild.org, click on the link, and it'll take you right to the registration page. We'd love to have you.
Our guest has been David Saving, the executive director of Lead a Child. Thank you so much, David, for being our guest this morning on His Time.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks. God's blessings to you as well. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading right after the AP Radio News and the weather on Worldwide KFUO.